Nelly defends his Trump inauguration performance. Slams Kamala Harris for locking up black men. By Warner Todd Houston on July 1, 2025. Rapper Nelly has clapped back at critics who slammed him for performing at one of President Donald Trump's inaugural events, and he took a serious swipe at election loser and former Vice President Kamala Harris. Appearing on Hot 97's Ebro in the Morning podcast on Monday, Nelly defended his decision to perform at Trump's event and pointed out that despite performing for the inaugural celebration, he never endorsed Trump or anyone else for president. "See, this is what I'm saying. Where did you get pro-Donald? What you had was respect for office. And it's great how people spin narratives to things that I think best fit whatever they're against. You know what I'm saying? Instead of giving a brother the exact fundamental of what he did, what he said. Nobody's doing that anymore," the rapper added. He also took aim at Kamala Harris, who was a former California prosecutor. Nelly reminded his audience that she locked up thousands of black men, and he also slammed her for having a white husband, Doug Imhoff. Nelly responded to podcast fans in a written response, saying, "I'll put whatever up me and Snoop do more in the community and have been doing for over 20 plus years against any of you that are just on here talking trash and have no stats to back up what you mean to the community. From the black families that we employ to the black children that we help every day and all year through our nonprofits. Whether we're sending kids to schools on scholarships to HBCU or helping young black boys in LA, Gang Central with his, Snoop's, junior football programs. Many players have gone on to go to the NFL and live their dreams. And on top of that, we are black men married to beautiful black women with black children. It should be inspiring to most, but that some of y'all have a problem with because the prosecutor who has probably locked up more black men than we've helped," he added. He also pointed out that Kamala did not win the election, and Trump did. The rapper went on to say, "Again, I reiterate, I did not campaign for anyone. I do not tell people who to vote for. I respect and love our country from top to bottom, good and bad. And I am very aware that it's a lot of things in this country that we need to work on. The right is too far right and the left is too far left. I'm a military baby with a granduncle who is a Tuskegee Airman and Red Tail that was very prideful for his country. I told you it's my respect for the office, meaning any president that calls upon Nelly, it would be an honor. Nothing to do with money," Nelly wrote. "Nothing to do with race, but if you want to make it about race, then let's go. I find it very interesting," he said, "that so many of you would dump on the two black men that's married to black women that has black children because the woman of color with the white husband and white kids didn't win," he snarked. This is not the first time that Nelly has addressed the criticism for his appearance at the president's inaugural party. Back in January, when it was announced that he was set to perform for Trump's event, he said that he accepted the invite because it is an honor to perform for a president. "I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this because it's an honor. I respect the office," Nelly said. "It don't matter who is in office. The same way that our men and women, our brothers and sisters who protect this country, have to go to war and have to put their life on the line for whoever is in office. So, if they can put their life on the line for whoever is in office, I can damn sure perform for whoever is in office," he added. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.